Huskies Drive Time continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Morgan Anderson in our studio, as promised, talking about Michigan Tech women's basketball, playing on at 5:30 on Thursday night, at noon on Saturday. Welcome to the studio, Morgan. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
I'm not so sure, actually. No, it is really nice to have you. I'm guessing you're pretty excited about the Packers' big win on Sunday.
Oh, you bet. We love them.
Are you crazy on Sundays?
Oh, yeah. We, the whole team pretty much comes over, the Packer fans, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean your team, not the Packers,
not
come out of your house?
No, not the Packers, unfortunately.
So what's the ratio, do you think, on the basketball team as far as Packer fans to non-Packer fans?
It's pretty even, honestly. It used to, last year, it was Packers more, but this year, with the freshmen coming in, there's at least four more Detroit fans, unfortunately.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You can tell where Dirk's allegiances lie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
I got two words, go Colts. All right. Morgan, talk about your background, where you're from, and a little bit about your family.
I'm from De Pere, Wisconsin, so about 10 minutes away from Green Bay. And I've always been, my whole family's been a basketball family since I started playing in second grade, I believe. And we just love sports, all sports. And my brother plays, and my parents played in high school, and we're pretty much a sports family.
What other sports did you guys play?
My brother plays football, he played baseball, he did some hockey, he plays basketball too. I played some softball, I did soccer, I did volleyball, cross country, track.
Anybody else in your family play any college sports?
Nope.
No, you're the only one?
Yeah, I'm the only one.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother.
Just one brother?
Yeah. He's a sophomore in high school, so he's at that age where he doesn't really talk to me. That's right.
You're not cool anymore, even though you're a big-time college athlete?
Yeah, I'm not cool to him. No.
Do your parents make it up for most of the games?
Yeah. They make it up for most of the home games, yeah. They try.
How about, what was your recruiting process like? Who first contacted you, and how did that go?
It was good. Like, every coach I talked to was super nice and super, like, supportive and just really open and telling me, like, what it was all about. And I had a great time with the recruiting process.
And which tech coach was the one that talked to you most?
Gazza talked to me. Yeah, she was, like, at every game of mine. It was awesome.
Had you ever heard of Michigan Tech before? Obviously, we've got a pretty big De Pere pipeline going, right?
Yeah, the reason why I knew of it was because of Jilly, because she was on my high school team, and then I knew she went to Michigan Tech, and then she told me, like, how great it was here, and that really, like, helped me make my decision.
Jillian Ritchie, obviously, is who you're talking about, and then before her, Ashley Zarin, and her dad was a coach there for a long time, right?
So
we've got kind of a pipeline, and a lot of Green Bay area players. You're not the only ones. Who else on the team right now is Green Bay area?
Kenzie Bertuse from Preble. Brenna's from New London, Kylie's from Brilliant, so we're kind of...
I knew there was quite a few.
Yeah.
How about academically? What are you studying? Is that what you came to Tech for?
Yeah, I'm doing biological sciences, so like pre-med, and it's not very hard. I mean, it's not very easy. But I knew this school was like an amazing school, and you had such a great chance of getting a job after, so that helped so much.
And then, obviously, you came here. You got to play right away last year. But obviously, you're making a much bigger impact this year. Did it take a while for the game to slow down for you a little bit in the college ranks?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely such a change from going to high school to college, just especially, like, the length of the court. Like, you don't think it's that big of a difference. But then when you get here, I was just, like, dead. I was like, what is this? But, yeah, it's such a change of pace. Like, everyone's so much bigger and stronger and faster, and it took a little bit.
What is the difference conditioning-wise from high school to college in basketball?
It's pretty big. Like, in high school, like, when me and Jill went back, for winter break, we played with the high school team, and the court just seemed so small, and it was so great. And then when we came back up here, it was like, oh, we're back to this long court. So it's pretty tiring, but we get used to it.
How about your game? How, you know, when you think about your game, you know, what is there a player that you try to model your game after, or you're just yourself, and what kind of things are you working on a day-to-day basis?
I don't really try to model myself actually, I like Rajon Rondo. But I just really try to focus on finding what's best for our team, whether it's the shot, whether it's getting my team the open ball, whether it's creating a shot for someone else, or getting a stop on defense. Like, I try to focus on what's good, what's the best thing to do for our team at that time.
Yeah. How about what do you like to do outside of basketball, or do you get to do anything outside of basketball besides study?
There's not really much time, honestly, but I really enjoy reading, actually, when I can. And, you know, Netflix is always fun to watch. And, well, in the summer, like, we had a lot of fun going to the beach and just, like, relaxing, so that was nice.
How about you got big games coming up, obviously. You're 11-1. I think you probably would have taken that if somebody would have offered 11-1 after 12 games.
Oh, yeah.
Until we lost that one, then you're like, oh, man, wish we had that one. But but you're 11-1. You got two big home wins last week. You got two more this week. But obviously the stakes keep getting higher as we get into the GLIAC North Division. Talk about this weekend.
Oh, yeah, this weekend is huge. Ferris and Grand Valley are two incredible teams, and they always have it out for us. So we really have to just how we played on Saturday, we have to continue that. We can't take steps back. We can't do anything like that. We need to keep pushing and keep focusing on defense because these teams, they want to beat us so bad.
Looking forward to the games, 5:30 on Thursday, and then noon, another noon start on Saturday.
You like the early starts on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't mind them, yeah.
See, she's kind of a morning person. So
yeah, yeah, I'm getting there slowly.
All right, well, Morgan, we appreciate it. We can't wait for this weekend. I think you guys are going to do great. I think we're going to have really good crowds, too, both Thursday
and we always do. Yeah, thank you for having
really.
Me.
Really. And Morgan Anderson from De Pere, Wisconsin, a Packer fan, and she'll be able to enjoy the Packer game after hopefully a couple of wins this week at the STC Gymnasium. And what time do you have class today?
Not till 11.
Oh, even more impressive that you're here today.
I know.
Very impressive. Morgan, thanks a lot.
Thank you very
much. Morgan Anderson from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. We'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time after these.